Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Now, you may remember going back about 4 or 5 weeks ago, we spoke to Councillor David McManus when he was talking about, and he revealed the fact that over 20 tenants in his local authority area owed to the council more than 20,000 in rent arrears. And the overall figure, by the way, for South Dublin County Council, he pointed out, was 9.16 million in rent arrears. And they seem to have difficulty in collecting those rent arrears. And also, by the way, that money, of course, goes towards things like refurbishing additional housing stock that's in the area. Now, the Sinn Féin councillor, William Carey, has accused the Fine Gael councillor of cowardice and engaging in gutter politics, after David McManus made these suggestions, not just on our show, but in the media too, and on Twitter and places like that as well. Now, by the way, it's not just the South Dublin County Council. It's also Dublin City Council. If you look at the rent arrears there, they're actually ridiculous. I'm looking at an article in the paper there from December that says Dublin City Council owed 38 million in rent arrears, and 41 of those has racked up over 27,000 in debt in arrears. So it is a huge issue. But according to Sinn Féin councillor William Carey, he said that Dave McManus is engaging in gutter politics. So they both join me on the air to defend each other, I suppose, in some sense. William, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall, and thanks very much for the opportunity.
Okay, and David, I know you're there as well. Fine Gael councillor David William or McManus, you're there as well. But first, just to you, William, you said that he's engaging in gutter politics. Why do you believe he is when he's, well, people would argue, he's just pointing out the facts?
Yeah, and he's also, unfortunately, exaggerated some of the facts. My issue with David here is that himself and Councillor Lawler of Fine Gael withdrew their motion to discuss this, that they had down to discuss this on two occasions. And instead, they have actually gone out to the public and put these figures out to the public where nobody has been able to discuss the issue itself. So that was my main accusation against David, and my complaint that he didn't deal with this at the council.
Okay, well, let's talk about the figures per se. And he was on this show, by the way, going back about 4 weeks ago, discussing the figures. And the figures, like, for example, when we talk about South Dublin County Council in particular, okay, those figures amount to 9.16 million. So there's the value of the debt, less than 3,294 accounts are less than 1,000 in debt, between 1,000 and 5,000, 1,623, between 5,000 and 10,000, 537, between 10,000 and 20,000, 168 tenants, and greater than 20,000, 22 tenants. It is fair to say, William, that's a lot of money for the council to collect, and that money could go towards refurbishment of homes, or it could go towards building new homes possibly as well. So, I mean, is he not right to draw attention to that? What part of that is incorrect as far as you're concerned?
Well, the first thing is that the figure of 9 million equates to the lifetime of the council itself, which is over 25 years in standing. And I would never...
But it's an ongoing figure, isn't it? I mean, in other words, it goes up and it goes down. Well, I imagine it's going up more than down,
if we look at the figures over the last 7.5 years, which I have been given by South Dublin County Council, The figure has grown by 1.9 million, and there's an anomaly there over a 2-year period where it was over 1.6 million that it had increased, which meant that over the other 5.5 years, it only increased by 296,000. Now, there are very complex reasons why people fall into arrears, and the reality is that nobody gets away with not paying rent in public housing.
Well, they do, don't they?
No, they don't get away with it. They do.
I mean, even Dublin City Council, they only brought 4 people to court, and all 4 of those, 2 of them settled, and nothing happened to the other 2.
Because South Dublin County Council have set up a debt management unit to help deal with these issues and to confront people where they do find themselves have fallen into debt. The figure for those who have engaged in a debt management and to deal with their arrears is 3,145 people. Now, some of those arrears, most of those arrears accrue when people have been delayed or have been late in bringing forward assessments. So what they find is that although they're paying their rent may not have been sufficient to meet what their new assessments are.
Okay.
This is what leads to some of these problems.
Okay. Well, let me go to David McManus. David, welcome back to the show again. Now, David, you've been accused of gutter politics, cowardice engaging in gutter politics. And basically what you're doing is, because this debt has been there for such a long time, you're taking this out of the context, you know, I suppose in the spirit of the thing, you're taking it out of context to make it sound worse than it actually is, essentially.
Hi, Niall. Hi, William. Look, these figures were given to me by council management. Over half of all tenants are in some level of arrears. I would agree with William that we should have a compassionate approach to people who are in genuine difficulty. But the answer given to me at Monday's council meeting, directly from council management, was that there's 998 tenancy agreements that have gone down the legal route. Because in the words of council management, they're refusing to engage constructively to address their arrears. So I think politically, me and William should be able to agree that this is serious for those 998 people. They need to engage, or unfortunately, they'll be brought to court. Council management have said this to us, and they will unfortunately lose their property, which is very, very serious. I don't want to see that happen.
That's extremely rare, but as I pointed out to William, that's extremely rare. It doesn't really happen very much. If you look, as I said, I can only talk about Dublin City Council, because they've had the same issues with over 64% of people in arrears. And, you know, and similar situation with 44 accounts over 27,000. And yet only four people were brought to court.
Yeah. And I have noticed a change in the response from management in the last couple of years. To be clear, if anyone owes money to the council, be it a commercial operator for commercial rates or housing rent, they need to engage and they need to pay what's owed. We should all be able to agree on that.
But are you sensationalising? Would you agree, William, that you're sensationalising it somewhat because of your own, well, not your own personal failing, but the council's failing to refurbish additional housing stock that's there?
If 1,000 people are evicted in council houses, that's a serious issue. This has not been sensationalised at all. I'm quoting directly from council management. They're not engaging constructively. This is getting serious. This is why it needs to be addressed. And this shouldn't be a political football for us, because I know I agree with William on many things, but this shouldn't be a political football. People need to pay their rent. We charge in South Dublin County Council some of the lowest rent across the country in council rent. And we have one of the worst collection rates. I can't get my head around this. There's over, well, touching towards 11 million in full arrears outstanding. In other words, other councils charge a higher rent and have a much better collection rate. I think William quoted a figure there of 98% being collected. You won't address the arrears until you go over 100%. So the figure needs to go to 105 or 110% to get the arrears back. And then that'll be extra money to be used for housing. There are people paying their rent and left waiting for repairs to their house because of the arrears. This is a serious issue. I don't want to see people going to court.
Okay,
I don't want us spending money on solicitors.
Okay, William, I mean, it is a serious issue. You would agree it's a serious issue. So I don't understand, because the last time David was on the show, he pointed all this out to us and more or less told us a lot of what he told us now. And I don't see how that's gutter politics.
My issue was that when we were given an opportunity to discuss this, and we have a meeting this afternoon at South Dublin County Council to discuss motions, where had David had his motion down, we could have discussed it here this afternoon at the right place, so that councillors could actually decide on a way forward on how this council should approach those who find themselves in debt. It's a very complex issue. People don't ignore their rent demands lightly. What happens is that there are social and there are psychological issues that have to be dealt with by certain people. Not everybody, you know, is setting out to shortchange the council.
Oh, I agree. Most people are not strategically not paying. But there are people who are strategically not paying because they believe there'll be no consequences to it.
I disagree. And I think the council will and have done in the past address people when necessary that deal in this manner. But I'd like to just point out a couple of figures, right? Over the past 7.5 years, we've collected 160, or we've been billed 169.7 million euros by the council for rents. And in that, we've collected 167 million. That gives us that 98.9% collection rate over the period of 7.5 years. So, I mean, that's why
let me get back to David. David, that doesn't, when it's put like that, it sounds very different to the way you're saying it. So, now don't get me wrong, I understand there's a huge amount of arrears still there. I'm not denying that. But, you know, the point that, you know, William is making over the last 7 years, like, this is a lifetime figure you're referring to.
The total amount outstanding.
Yeah, okay, but when you talk about the last 7 years, as William has put it, it doesn't sound quite as sensational as the figure, you know, that you were quoting.
We've got 22 tenants that owe more than 20,000 euros.
No, I'm aware of that, yeah.
Yeah. And this rent needs to be paid. And would you accept
that when you look at it over the last 7 years, even taking into consideration COVID-19, because that would have been a difficult time for people to pay anything, and particularly at the moment as well, you've got a serious situation with the cost of living and people, one in three people in energy poverty, would you say to yourself then, over the last 7 years, that's not too bad of a figure?
Someone's income goes down, the rent will go down to match it. We charge a 10% rate. Other councils charge a higher rate.
Answering the question I'm asking.
In other words, if your income is 500 euro, the rent is 50 euros a week. If you lose your job, and you're on 200 euro.
I'm aware of all that, David.
The rent is 20 euros a week.
I'm aware of all that, David. But would you not say that the way William has worded it in relation to the last 7 years and the percentage of people who haven't paid in the last 7 years, the figure sounds a lot healthier than when you use this lifetime figure that you had quoted to us? Which, by the way, I'm not saying is inaccurate. It's not an inaccurate figure. But obviously, in context of the conversation, would you not say that over the last 7 years it hasn't been as bad as maybe it could have been?
The amount outstanding has increased in recent years. It hasn't been reduced.
But of course it's increased.
It's gotten worse.
But of course it's increased, because there are always going to be people who don't pay and it adds to the lifetime figure. But of course it's increased.
Yeah, and we've got 22 tenants that owe more than 20,000 euro. Mm. But this is not a popular issue to be raising.
No, I know. Okay? No, I'm aware of that. And by the way, I'm equally concerned about the Dublin figure, and we'll come to that another time, but obviously you two guys are dealing with this figure for South Dublin County Council. The Dublin figure is even worse. It's 38 million.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, William, just these figures for people who are not paying, and I know you're disagreeing with me, but I genuinely believe there are people who don't bother paying. It's only 10%, as David mentioned there, of your annual income, depending on which area you happen to be in, right? But generally speaking, it's a subsidised rent by the state. The state is funding all of this for people who are in low income or unemployed. So essentially 64% of people in Dublin, of the council's 25,000 tenants, are in arrears, and 41 owe more than 27,000 euro. I mean, you can't say that some people are not strategically not paying when they see figures like this and they see that nobody ever gets taken to court. And I spoke to one person recently who works in the council, and they work in the maintenance division, and I said, what happens if somebody rings up and says, me boiler's not working, and they haven't paid their rent in 5 years? She said, we still go out and fix the boiler.
Mm-hmm.
And William, that makes no sense.
No, I would never attempt to defend anyone who willfully goes out to refuse to pay rent. And council management have had put in place this debt management unit to actually approach people like this. And when we have these individuals who willfully decide that they're not paying rent, I guarantee you there are consequences for people. They will face the possibility of losing their home. Can I just also point out...
But you're saying possibility. It doesn't happen. It very rarely ever happens.
No, and because the reason it very rarely happens is because the council do attempt to engage, and they do enter into... In the vast majority of cases, they enter into debt management facilities.
But it's an awful lot of work, isn't it? Would it not be easier to turn around, and if somebody's not engaging or cooperating, as David rightly pointed out, there are some people who don't engage or cooperate. Nearly up to 1,000 people he mentioned there a few minutes ago in that one particular council area not engaging or cooperating. Is it not fair to turn around and say, well, if you don't engage or cooperate, we're not maintaining the home anymore? So if your boiler goes, you do it out your heat, unless you start to engage. Nobody's demanding people pay a huge amount of money if they don't have it, but at least engage or cooperate and pay something off it.
Absolutely. And I would always advocate to people, when people come to me and inform me that they're in trouble financially and they're behind on their rent, help me go and deal. I would always tell them to engage. I would always tell them to go. Can I just point out, the last figure that we received at our last meeting, right, showed that rents billed just this year alone was 11,197,000 for this year, and to date we have paid, we have actually collected 11,197,000 over the figure of 11,119,000. That gives us a surplus of 77,000 just for this year.
I'm assuming
year
the 77,000 was from arrears that was owed in the past.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. And the point is that we don't this problem. of rent collection has been over exaggerated. The council here are.
With respect, William, I don't think it's been over exaggerated. I think it is a problem. I think to suggest that it's not a problem, it's not over. You can't exaggerate figures like this. Well, I mean, look, a big
million.
Startling article here in the Irish Times about Dublin.
Standing.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of money. And that's taxpayers' money.
And there is no reason why the council should not go and collect that money. No, and it's about putting in the right approach to actually collect this money, find out whether people are in trouble either financially or otherwise. Is there other issues that are at play here? What has led to this rent being going into arrears in the manner that it has? These are the issues that we need to address. I'm on the housing committee here since over a year. I know David was on the housing committee previously. He's now being replaced by Councillor Lawler. This hasn't been addressed by previous councillors, and maybe this is where we need to take it. And that's what that's why I said we should be engaging at the council in the chambers on this issue, not here on the radio about this issue.
David
on the radio.
Sorry, David.
Yeah, no. Look, my colleague Councillor Brian Lawler, there was a motion submitted. He wants to look at the wording again, get some more figures to fully debate it. That motion will be resubmitted. So look, we'll have the debate at the full chamber, and it'll be interesting to see how different parties vote on it. Council management needs to take a much more serious, proactive approach. We have 998 tenancies where council managers are telling us they are not engaging, and now the legal process has started. So
and would they be given, sorry David to interrupt, would they be given all opportunities, similar to say a mortgage company, would they get an ARA, which would be an alternative repayment arrangement, would they be given opportunities to pay a little bit less, or if they were obviously in dire circumstances, which many people by the way are in dire circumstances at the moment, the cost of living the way it's gone, that's a whole other issue, but would they be given opportunities to pay a little bit less, or is it gone out in a demand fashion? I mean, what way are they being approached? Are we doing the right approach, David?
People engage with the council and explain the difficulties they're in. Short-term arrangements can be met, but it's expected that they make the payment of 10% of their weekly income. So if they're on €500 a week income, the rent should be around €50 a week.
But if they're struggling to pay that with the cost of living at the moment, and you're saying on top of the 10% you have to pay maybe a fiver or a tenner off your arrears as well, that's going to be very difficult for people, isn't it?
Yeah, and the council will provide advice in terms of money, budgeting, household income, setting the budget, this is what needs to be paid this week and so on and so forth. That assistance is there and the council will get involved in the fall or anyone else they can. But this is from council management, 998 tenancies.
No, I know, you've given me the figure. You've given me the figure three times, I'm aware.
And the legal process has started, so as far as this goes, these people will lose access or they will lose their tenancy and be out in the streets, which I want to avoid. And I don't see why we can't have debate. We debate about housing all the time in the chamber and in time, speak to media, I get a phone call off a journalist, I get a phone call off 4FM, you go on and debate the issue. So I don't know what that, I'm not sure what William is referring to there.
Okay,
issues can't be debated.
Okay, well lads,
money
look,
is needed.
I think ultimately you both agree with each other, by the way, can I just say, on the issue. I think it's just the approach might be slightly different, but you both agree with each other. Just finally, before we go, if I could ask you too, William, as well. I mean, I heard Piers Doherty this morning on the radio talking about one in three people were in, I know you weren't prepared for this, are in energy poverty at the moment. Is this something you're seeing in your own area as well?
Yes, indeed. One of the issues, it's not just in council properties, in private properties where we see they're in properties that are not properly insulated. The rating on the home is probably not sufficient.
And they can't afford the bills?
Sorry?
They can't afford their bills, essentially.
Well, they unfortunately can't. We know that gas and coal and oil have all gone through the roof over the last 12 months. I mean, I think it's 33 to 40% of some of the increases have gone. And people are, they're looking for alternatives to paying these bills, and unfortunately, we can't get away from the fact that we need to heat our homes. But if our homes are not properly insulated, it costs us even more. So it's an ever decreasing circle sometimes.
And I would say the same to you, David. You know, from Fine Gael point of view and approach to it, I mean, when we are talking about rent arrears and trying to reclaim money from people, I suppose we have to be cognizant of the fact that people who are on low income or unemployed, for that matter, who are paying the 10% or trying to pay the 10%, are obviously paying much higher fuel bills than they were paying before.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Fine Gael and government has already brought in a package of measures in terms of the fuel allowance has been increased. So So there's been a few measures mentioned there. Now everything is turning towards the budget, and I'm sure more measures
A lot of people can't wait for that budget. I don't agree with Fine Gael in relation to that, or Micheál Martin for that matter, or Fianna Fáil. I don't think people can wait for the budget. It's probably one thing I do agree with Sinn Féin on, that we need to have something or something in between now and that budget. People can't wait.
No, look, I understand Sinn Féin have a magic money tree. And
I'm not suggesting they have a magic money tree. I'm just saying, you know, the citizens of the country are looking for leadership, and Micheál Martin turned around saying you have to wait till October. That's not really good enough, is it, for people who were expecting to see, obviously, mortgage rates go up next month. We're expecting to see heat, you know, the cost of energy going up again, probably in September when it comes into the worst months of the year, obviously, again. It's going to be detrimental to people and to their lifestyle. And, you know, and I think people won't wait till October. What happens? We pass something in October that doesn't go through till January. That's not good enough.
Yeah, there's already been a package of measures introduced by government.
That's gone.
Every year, books have to balance.
The 200 quid that was given to people and the little bit of extra that they got in the fuel allowance, that's gone already. You know what I mean? Okay, listen, lads.
There was tax relief introduced for those who get up early in the morning and go out and work hard.
If they can afford to put the diesel in the car to get to work.
Yeah, and that was opposed by Sinn Féin. Tax relief for people who work hard and get up early in the morning.
Okay, listen, lads, thank you very much indeed, and I appreciate you coming on the air, both of you.
Thank you very much.
There you go, Sinn Féin Councillor William Carey and also Fine Gael Councillor David McManus talking about rent, unpaid rent. It is shocking, by the way, that much money is owed to the council. When you look at it, rent arrears owed by Dublin City Council social housing, 38 million, the highest ever level, and a 4 million increase since the COVID-19 pandemic began, by the way. And that was according to the Irish Times report back in December 2021. It's bizarre that 41 people or tenants owe more than 27,000 in arrears. Now, when you consider the rent, by the way, in social housing is quite low in comparison to what you'd be paying privately, it's nowhere near the 2,000 euro. I think the most you'd probably pay in Dublin, I think, is about 350. How do you rack up debts of 27,000 and actually get away with it is beyond me.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.